Welcome to the Christ Life Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Olubi Johnson. For more information about this podcast and our other resources, please visit spcconline.org. God bless you.
You need to follow the example, imitate the example of Abraham as it concerns the manifestation of the sons of God. The third test for Abraham, so this is the second one, birth of Isaac. The third one was, like I said last week, it was difficult, but it was not as difficult because he already had the history of the second one, you know, was to offer up Isaac for a sacrifice. That was a difficult test, but I do not believe it was as difficult as the second test. Because the second test was now what gave him the confidence for the third one. See, when you look at it, I say, the God who gave me this Isaac, when I thought it was not possible for Isaac to come, you know what he said in his heart? Everybody go to Hebrews. Who's still on my side? Have you noticed how many times we've gone to Hebrews today? Give Paul another clap offering. What would we do? I used to say this over the years. Laulu, remember, what would we do without Hebrews? Our book is chock full of revelation. Are you listening to me? What would we do without Hebrews? It was Paul who breaks it down by the Holy Spirit. Everybody go to Hebrews chapter 11 and look at verses 17 through 19. Hebrews, who's still on my side? We're talking about Abraham and we're almost done. Hebrews, this is one of the most important examples you have to copy. By copying Abraham's example, you will be able to get the manifestation of the sons of God. But that's not the end. You will now be able to give up that Isaac in consecration to God to make disciples all over the world. And sometimes that will mean risking Isaac's life. Going to Russia, going to China, going to Afghanistan. We say jokingly, but the hour is coming and now is when we're going to have to go. You can't do it by satellite and television and internet alone. That's important in its place. But we need boots on the ground. I'm going. Say, Brother Olubi, you may die. I know. If I say I cannot die, that's presumptuousness. If I say I will die, that's unbelief. But if I say by the mercy and the grace of God, I will live and declare the glory of God, that's faith. I'm taking that middle road. Sure, I can die. I'm aware of that. Even Jesus could die. And Jesus died. That's why he didn't walk in jury when they tried to kill him. Jesus knew he could die. To so far say, it's not my portion. I can never die. That's childish unbelief talking. Are you listening to me? Presumptuousness. Sure, we can die. That's why it's a risk. But I will go. And I will trust that when I go through the fire, it will not burn me. And when I go through the waters, they will not overturn me. Are you listening to me? You got to be like Abraham. Accept the call without knowing the details. Two, trust God for the manifestation of the sons of God. Three, give up that son of God to get the job done. Who's still on my side? Look at Hebrews. Oh, God, have mercy on me. Hebrews chapter 11 and, verse 17. Who's talking to me here? It's one of my favorite portions of scripture. That's why I said Abraham is one of the major characters we have to imitate. The testimonies of God. Look at what he says. He says, by faith, I didn't hear you. Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Verse 19, is one of the most important verses in the New Testament. Accounting that God was able to raise him up from the dead, from whence he also received him in a figure. Abraham, this is the difference between persuasion and fully persuaded. Abraham was ready to kill Isaac. And then he was going to sit back and watch how God was going to fulfill his own part of the covenant. In whom he said, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. So you know what? He believed that even if he had killed Isaac, God would have raised Isaac from the dead. He was fully persuaded. You and I need to get there. So God said, go to Afghanistan, or go to Persia, or go wherever. And there's danger, and there's war, and there's other. Go and drop there. Let them drop you by parachute. Behind enemy lines. Pastor Laulu, you go with me. Huh? Why did I pick Laulu out? Amen. But I'm serious. I don't know when, how, but it's going to come. The time is going to come. You know? So, you know, we're going to set our house in order. We don't believe we're going to die, but, you know. And we're going to go. And like God could raise Isaac from the dead if he died, we have to believe God that if anything happens, God will somehow protect us. Or if he has raised us from the dead. He has done it before. Hello? Have you heard of a guy called Lazarus? Then say, hey, that was in the olden days. Oh, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Still true today. He hasn't changed. You go to some places, God will give you divine protection. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they throw in the fire won't burn you. All that is going to be repeated in our generation at different levels. This is advanced level Christianity. It's not baby Christianity. Are you listening to me? All this is in front of you. How many of you still want to move forward? Okay, let's quickly go and finish. All right. So, those are the three things in Abraham's life. So, summary of testimony of Abraham. Number one, blessing is not destiny. I said this during the Bible study. In Genesis chapter 13, verse 2, the Bible says he was rich in gold and silver. But his destiny was not sealed until Genesis chapter 22 when he offered up Isaac. Blessing is not destiny. Everybody repeat it. Riches in gold and silver and in land is not destiny. You can have all of that and not fulfill your destiny. If Abraham had died in Genesis chapter 13, 14, because he obeyed the call in chapter 12. Chapter 13, he had started walking with God, and within a few years, God had blessed him. He had silver and gold. Thank you. Thank you for putting this up. Was very rich in cattle and in gold and silver. That's not what I'm not in Christianity for this. See, most people, that is the end of their faith. And they haven't even started. The end of my faith is not riches. The end of my faith is salvation of my soul. The humility of my will, the enlightenment of my mind, and the total control of my emotions by the fruit of the Spirit. A simple word for it, it's called perfection. That's what I'm in this thing for. I'm not in it for money alone. Money is important in its place, but it's not money. The biggest mistake you can make in your Christian life is to take riches for your destiny, which many of our people are doing today. Number two, he believed God would raise Isaac from the dead. We've seen that. Number three, he secured the destiny by keeping, he secured his destiny by keeping covenant, by giving up Isaac. Now, this is very important, and this is what I'm going to close with. When Abraham gave up Isaac, he sealed the destiny, not only of Abraham, but of Isaac. Observe, Isaac was the only son. So, well, number one, Isaac could not die prematurely. Number two, Isaac had to be protected by God. Number three, Isaac had to have children to continue the dynasty, to continue the covenant. All that was secured the day God said, "Now I know." That's what Kelly Verner told us by revelation in 2003. The seed, that is your children, are safe and the end is secure. That is, their destiny will be fulfilled. When Abraham obeyed God by giving up Isaac, Isaac's safety was guaranteed. And Isaac being able to fulfill his destiny was his destiny was secured. Everybody say, the seed is safe, the end is secure. Say it again. I didn't hear you. Everybody say, the seed is safe. Turn to your neighbor, make it personal. Say, your children are safe. Your grandchildren are safe. And their end, their destiny is secured. Before you shout too much amen, observe two conditions. Number one, Abraham fulfilled his part of the covenant. He was willing to give up Isaac. It was because he kept covenant that God said, "I will keep my side of the deal, and it doesn't matter what Isaac really does, it matters. But I will look after Isaac. I will protect him, and he will have children, and I will protect his children, and they will have children, and I will protect their children until my purpose is fulfilled." You know, God kept that thing to the letter. God gave me this as I was preparing yesterday. I was praying in my room. He said, "Go and check my record." God was talking to me. Let's look at it. Let's just quickly look at it. Isaac, Abby. Isaac has two sons, twins, Esau and Jacob. Both of them are seed. Esau despises his birthright. That's why I said there are conditions. But Jacob, even though he's a 419, he's a trickster and a conniver and all of that, but he still had a heart for God to some degree. So God kept him, didn't he? Didn't he? Didn't he? All of those years, Isaac and Rebecca got married. Isaac is 40 years old when they get married. The same generational problem that his parents had was transferred to the next generation. They didn't have children. They had the kids when they were 60. The seed is safe. The end is secure. God will watch over his word. Give the Lord a clap offering, somebody. Oh! He had given a promise to Abraham. He had to make sure. And he did. The Bible says that Rebecca didn't have children. He said Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife. You know, God watched over it. She had twins, Esau and Jacob. The boys were not the best boys in the world. I'm showing you, everybody say, the seed is safe, the end is secure, so long as you keep covenant. That's the key. You know what happened? He had these two boys. Isaac himself was not perfect. He was partial. He liked Esau. Because that one used to go and hunt and give him food. Can you imagine? Of all reasons to like somebody. I'm trying to show you. He said the seed is safe. The end is secure. In spite of Isaac's infirmities, in spite of Jacob's infirmities and mistakes. They did make mistakes. Isaac made his mistake. Jacob made his mistakes. God, in order to keep the covenant, worked around. Now you know the meaning of all things work together for good. He worked around that thing. Now, this is for you and your children and your children's children, especially your children who are not so interested in spiritual things. And there are many of them, even among the children of the pastors. Spiritual things is not their priority. Their priority is do this and do that and all that. I got news for them. As you are keeping covenant, God is watching over his word to keep covenant. Difficulties will be allowed to come into their lives. And God will break them. Go and ask Jacob. Esau wrote his own birthright off. So he was disqualified. Jacob kept his, but he still had things in his character that were not something. You know where God took him? He took him to the house of Laban. Beguiler, beguiled. Say you want to do 419, I will show you the original 419. Yes. All to keep covenant. After working for Laban for 20 years. God now, through a miracle, you know, circumstantial miracles, brought him out. Then he had to face Esau, whom he had defrauded. May our children learn before they get to that point. Then he now was facing imminent destruction. Now God, everybody said the seed is safe. God knew what was going to do. It forced him. What he did not do before, because he was not interested, it forced him. The Bible says, and he wrestled with God. Our children are coming to it too. I'm giving you a deep prophetic message. You know what I said to him? What is your name? What's your character? Jacob, twister, trickster, conniver. He said, you will no longer be called Jacob. You will now be called Israel. For you have now become a prince with God. So he changed. But it was not automatic. He had to take Jacob through difficult something. But he was watching over him all that time to see to it that the covenant was fulfilled. That is what is ahead. They're not going anywhere. They think they are. You know that thing's all depending on you. If you keep covenant, God will keep covenant. You break covenant, God will break covenant. Yeah, God doesn't break covenant, but he can only do it. But if you keep your own part of the, Abraham had kept his part of the covenant. It didn't matter what Isaac and Jacob did. God was going to keep his part of the covenant. And he saw to it. Scripture, stand to your feet. We're about to close. Isaiah 59. Glory be to God. Who is still on my side? See how the whole thing ties together. Isaiah. There are actually three scriptures. Look at Isaiah 49 first. I'm going to give you Isaiah 49. Then I'm going to give you Isaiah 59. Then I'm going to give you Hebrews 8. Then I'm going to give you Acts 2. All these are the things God is going to do to fulfill the covenant. Are you still on my side? And you go and tell your children. Oh, you're not going anywhere. Oh. You just think you are. When God gets on your case, he will put you in a box. He will put you in a pressure cooker. Ask Jacob. Ask Isaac. Isaac was not as spiritual as his father, Abraham. He was spiritual, but not like his dad. He was just, you know, liked food and invention and all this. First of all, he didn't have children for a long time. So he had to learn what his father learned, how to pray. Oh yes, some of our children will go through a difficult time so that they can come to know the God of their father, which they don't want to know. Or they don't care. All that is fanaticism, you know, they're just doing extreme. You don't know you're the seed of covenant. I'm still on my side. I'm not looking at anybody's face. I'm preaching the word. But thus said the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with them that contend with thee, and I will save thy children. A clap offering for the Lord. Who is contending against us? The devil. God said, I'll contend with him. And those covenant children, I will save them. And I know how to put them in a corner. And put them in a, like Jacob. He took him to the house of Laban. By the time he finished with him, he chained him from Israel, from Jacob to Israel. When he met Pharaoh, you know, he deceived his own father. His own children too deceived him. What you sow, you will reap. All these are the seed, though. And your own children, many of them are better than, they are better than Jacob. So there is hope for your children. Jacob, very funny guy. God had to break him over many years. So finally, when they get to know where Joseph, you know, his own children deceived him that Joseph, for years he thought Joseph was dead. Look at the heart grief. That's what it took to break him. But the seed is safe. The end is secure. He brings him through and it gets Joseph to Egypt. He's still watching over the seed. Glory be to God. He looks after Joseph in slavery, in captivity, in the prison. He doesn't stop. God doesn't stop. He walks from generation to generation. So he finally, Jacob becomes king, you know, ruler of Egypt and all of that. The brothers come, finally they reveal him. He reveals himself to them. So they now bring Jacob to come and see his son. When they tell him, he faints. He doesn't believe. Don't go through all of that heartache. Just obey God. Don't let God have to create situation that will break you. Because you're a covenant seed. So he finally comes, you know. So Pharaoh is very nice. That Joseph's Pharaoh was a good Pharaoh. He says to him, that is an old man. He said, you're very welcome, you know, to the land of Goshen and everything. He said, how are you? He said, few and evil. They're not going anywhere. God knows what he has to do and he knows how to do it. But the seed will be safe and the end will be secure. Next verse, Isaiah 59. Who's still on my side? Verse 21. The seed of Abraham. So the same covenant is still with us. Pastor Andrew, are you listening? Same covenant. I'll tell my children, I tell my own children too. So you need to get serious about these things. So say, daddy, you know, they're bucking up. You're dealing with God, you know. As for me. You know, that is suggestive. You can do what you like, but as for me. But as for me, But as for me, you are born in this kind of church. You are dedicated here. Your parents have spent all their lives serving God. And then you say, you know, I don't want to serve God like that. You're in trouble. As for me, this is my covenant with them. Don't your neighbor say, them who? Father, children, and grandchildren. Thank you. Actually, it's just three generations, because Jesus is coming. There's no four. We don't have time for fourth generation now. Just coming in at the end of this generation. We are looking at 2048. It may not even be up to that. So it's us, children and grandchildren. Some of our grandchildren won't even have time. They will not be old enough to have children. By the time Jesus comes, some may, you know. I know you're getting very sober. My covenant with them, saith the Lord, my spirit that is upon thee, thee the father, thee the mother, who like Abraham served God and walked with God. My covenant, my spirit that is upon thee, and my words that I have put in your mouth, the mouth of the father and the mother, the original parents who dedicated their lives to God, shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed's seed, said the Lord, from henceforth forever. The covenant is sealed. They're not going anywhere. Difficulties will be allowed. Like Jacob. You know, if Jacob and Esau were left to themselves, they would never have fulfilled the covenant. Given their fleshly infirmities. Esau was not interested in spiritual things. Jacob was, but he was a trickster. And there was only two of them. Isaac did not have any other children. He didn't have any other wife. So God had to work with those two. But he got the job done, didn't he? I'll give the Lord a clap offering. Talk about the covenant keeper. Now let me rush. Oh, course, man, I am excited. When God preached this thing to me, he said, they're not going anywhere. He said, don't do so. He said, you just keep covenant. Look at the terms of the covenant. Two things. Brother Ileka, he says to him, my spirit that is upon you, not your children yet, they're coming, and my word that I have put in your own mouth. Once you fulfill that, the other one is a done deal. Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 to 12. This is the covenant which I will make with them those days. And I will write my law in their hearts and upon their eye. All this, I love God with all my heart, will, mind, emotions, and my strength. And I pray once every 6 hours, praying God, just keep doing that. You keep covenant. Then God will take out of that spirit that is upon thee. And he will take it. And then he will get to your children. Then he will walk in their circumstances. The ones he has to break like Jacob, he will break them. The ones he has to take to the house of Laban, he will take them to the house of Laban. But ultimately, they will listen. Thank you. They will listen. Didn't he? He gave me all this he gave me yesterday. He said, look. He said, as troublesome as the seed of Abraham was, I got the job done. He said, I'll get the job done in your own seed. Look at the history of those boys. I'm talking about the 12. Oh, I want bad boys. talk about rascals. Talk about Reuben slept with his father's concubine. You know what God told me this last weekend? He said, I got all those things written down so you will know that no matter how difficult the situation is, if you keep covenant, I will keep covenant. He said, and don't cry, oh, and don't look at their face. When they, God will do what he used to do. They're not going anywhere. Everybody say, hey, the seed is safe. The end is secure. So now, how will God do all of this? I'm going to close with Acts chapter 2. Who's still on my side? Pastor G, is not an easy passage to preach, but I got to do it anyway. That's my job, isn't it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Acts chapter 2. This is how he finally does it. We're living in that generation now. We're living in that time now. We're trusting God now for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit as it was in the Acts of the Apostles. So, once you keep covenant, he told us in Isaiah 59, he said, my spirit that is upon you and my word that is in your mouth, I'm not going to allow it to depart from the mouth of your children and your grandchildren. How? Acts 2:17. Who's still on my side? Oh, Jesus, help me. Ah! And it shall come to pass in the last days. Turn to your neighbor and say, we are here now. We're not going to the last days. We are now here in the last days. Turn to your neighbor and say, all our children and all our grandchildren were born in the last days. Where are they going to? They're not going anywhere. Saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters, they like it or they don't like it, they will prophesy. So long as you keep covenant. See, it all depends on you. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Then on my servants and my handmaids will I pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Ever say blood. Say the blood of Jesus. Fire. Ever say fire. The manifest glory of God. Say vapor of smoke. Say the visible glory of God. That's what's ahead of us. God will break. Difficult days are coming on. But don't be afraid. The seed is safe. The end will be secure. Difficult days are coming. The meeker and the more obedient, the less difficulty. More stubborn, the more I will do my own thing, the more difficulty. But God will get the job done. Because it's covenant. Did you get it? Did you get it? I hope you got it. But it's all dependent on you keeping covenant. My spirit that is upon thee, singular. So long as you keep that spirit on you and you keep that word in your mouth, God will extend it to your children and to your children's children, even if he has to break them to do it like he did for Jacob. Let us pray. Bidemi, you're still on my side, aren't you?
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe these words have empowered you to live a victorious, transcendent life in Christ. Our mission is to equip God's people for service and build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources, including books, sermons, prophecies, and articles available on our website, spcconline.org. Thank you, and God bless you.